been a minute or two, but once again, we are finally back
with
another episode of the Pop Culture Comic Pod.
Yeah.
Presented by the PC Bombcast.
Thanks, PC Bombcast.
It's a podcast that's all about comic books.
Yep.
Sort of. This episode, we're about what comic books
end
up becoming these days.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about what funny pages have managed to make the jump to both the small and big screen this year. And then after that, we're going to talk about kind of what we want to watch, maybe, that has not been talked about to make the jump to either screen.
Yeah.
If you listen to our flagship podcast, the Pop Culture Bombcast, you kind of know we already touched on some of this stuff about a week ago when we talked about the stuff coming up in 2019.
It's hard to get used to that.
Yeah, I know. But on this episode, we're going to get a little more in depth, or we'll talk about a little more about the stuff that we're looking forward to that are comic book related. And after that, we're going to talk about what we want to see in 2020 and beyond.
Yeah.
What we want to see, not what's in production.
To infinity.
So say hi to everybody, Ben.
Hello.
You waved YouTube world right there.
Hey, YouTube world. I am still a little loud.
You are?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
little
quit
bit,
talking so fucking loud.
Sorry.
Here's where we're going to start. I started right now a list of all things. Actually, before we started, I got something interesting that popped up a little bit ago. I read. Have you read, Jerry Conway, the creator of Punisher?
No, I didn't hear anything about it.
You read this thing today he came out with, and I don't want to misquote him, but it's an interview with Sci-Fi Wire.
Okay.
And they asked him, straight out, because he's talked about this in the past, what are your thoughts on the Punisher symbol being co-opted by police and the military?
Oh, you know what? I didn't read this article. I saw the headline, though.
He said, I've talked about this in other interviews. To me, it's disturbing whenever I see an authority figure embracing Punisher iconography because the Punisher represents a failure of the justice system. He's supposed to indict the collapse of social moral authority, and the reality some people can't depend on institutions like the police or military to act in a just and capable way. He goes on to talk about how, you know, the times have changed. He says it's the same. He says it's as offensive. He goes without saying, but in a way, it's kind of as offensive as putting a Confederate flag on a government building. He goes, my point of view is the Punisher is an anti-hero, someone we might root for while remembering that he's also an outlaw and a criminal.
Yeah.
If an officer of the law representing the justice system puts on a criminal symbol on his police car, or shares challenge coins honoring a criminal he or she is making a very ill-advised statement about their understanding of the law. So,
I get it.
Yeah, I get it too. I mean, it's it's a pretty extreme stance, but it's a bold stance.
I don't think it's extreme. I think that's what he envisioned when he came up with the character, and I think he's calling people out for you're embracing the wrong side of this.
Yeah, I get it. And I was 100% on his side, but then I thought, you know, the military's been using like skulls and things like that for.
Yeah. I don't really see it on the military. I usually see it on cop cars or the thin blue line and one of the teeth is blue or whatever.
It's weird.
It is weird. I don't know.
Weird deal. I kind of get what you're saying. And again, this is a comic podcast all about comic books.
And that was comic-y.
It crossed the old headlines while I was taking a poop earlier, so I thought I'd bring it up.
Thanks for that little insight.
But we're going to jump right in. I've got a list of all the TV shows that are coming out in 2019.
Oh, good, because I did a couple. I just grabbed the ones that I'm excited for.
Well, I just want to run down, and as you get excited, let's talk about them.
Okay.
All right. This is what's currently airing going into 2019, Rise of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, you went cartoons, too.
I went cartoon, too.
Yeah, I was wondering that. I should have asked.
It's important when we get to the movies because I feel like there's a distinction that should be made about the comic book movies, cartoon movies. The Walking Dead Season 9, obviously.
Yeah.
Gifted Season 2
is airing. I want to watch that. I've heard good things.
I've not. You know, there's a lot. I mean, obviously, I watched The Walking Dead. I tried watching the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, and I just don't like the way they look.
I watched the first episode, and I kind of dug it, but I haven't got any further than that. I will say that, since we're on that the Nickelodeon one that was out, well, this one's Nickelodeon too, but the, computer animated one that just ended like a year or two ago.
I love that one.
No.
The movie was awesome.
Yeah, the movie was awesome, but then the show came out like a year or two ago, and it ran for 5 seasons, and I've watched all 5 seasons now, I think, 15 times, because Vera loves it. First 2 seasons are a little iffy, but man, it really kicks off in season 3, and it's great. Good stuff.
I mean, we watched it for a little while.
They have like a Legends of the, or something of the Ninja Turtles, and they have like a weird Max Met. Thanks, that sounds better. weird Mad Max spinoff, and I love it. Like, it's a little one-shot story, and
yeah,
man, it's great.
I'd give it a chance. I did glaze over one at the top because for the rules of this podcast are the vague, the loose rules,
loosely written.
DuckTales they list, but DuckTales was not a comic book first; it was a cartoon first. Yeah. Then it was in the comic. Yeah. But Wynonna Earp was a comic book on Sci-Fi. It's in season 3 right now.
I can't believe that's lasted that long. It's got terrible reviews.
Yeah, well, Sci-Fi manages to get a loyal fan base and have a fan base that really watches it. Avengers Assemble: Black Panther's Quest.
Yeah,
it's season 5.
Is it really?
Avengers Assemble, yeah.
I think they just do a couple, like they do like the next big Avenger, and they focus on him. I could be wrong.
But The Flash obviously has been going for a while. I still have a lot of friends that love it.
Jeremiah and I, whatever's on Netflix, I think we're a season or two behind because we watch it on Netflix, and it's genuinely entertaining.
Mm. Black Lightning, season 2 is currently
here. He's watched it. I haven't had a chance to watch it.
Riverdale, hate to say I am caught up on that.
I haven't watched it, but I do want to watch the spinoff of the Sabrina the Teenage Witch on Netflix.
Yep. They also listed that, and again, I'm leaving that out. Titans, season 1 is currently airing on DC
Network. That's like, is anybody going to download that?
I don't know.
I mean, it's doing all right, I guess.
$10 a month, right?
Is it really?
Yeah, something like that.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. $5 a month is like, that's right. The limit.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do the FX one because I stream everything. And having a new kid, I didn't get to finish Legion season 2.
Legion is definitely going to come up on here in a little bit.
And I think I'm going to pay for it just because I want to be able to finish that. It's driving me nuts.
Supergirl, still going.
Jeremiah watches that.
Arrow, season 7. That's
gave
a long
up on
run.
That one. Yeah, that's a long run, and I watch, the only time I ever see it is, what I do like about the CW stuff is they do the, like the crossovers.
Yeah.
Like the,
yeah, like, they did, Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah, yeah, there's a couple ones ago, it was great. What, is that the one with the,
they did.
Flashpoint, it's Crisis on Infinite Earth where the Nazis, or there's like a bad.
That was Red Sun, Superman Red Sun stuff.
No, yeah, but it was Supergirl, and Arrow was like, the bad version of Arrow was
I know they've
like
done
Nazi.
A lot of them.
Dude, they always do a fun one, and it's cool.
Marvel Superheroes Adventures on Disney Junior, that's where they're the little
guys.
Yeah. Here, speaking of Arrow and the crossovers, DC Legends of Tomorrow season
4.
I hear
that's the best of all the shows. I just haven't watched
it. I know Big
it.
D, friend of the show, Big D loves it. We have Gotham season. Oh, this is what is.
That's
be,
the final season.
This will be returning in season, or in 2019.
Yeah.
Gotham season 5.
Did you ever watch it?
No.
I gave the first 5 episodes and I was like, I'm out.
My problem with almost all the TV shows, not on the Netflix, but all the network TV shows, they all have the same format and it's all akin to like the, and I guess I'm dating myself here, but 90210 and like that. The way
that was my problem with Arrow.
That's all of it for me. And I just,
I feel like Flash was a little less that.
Yeah.
And that's why I got into it.
There's still some aspects. And that's one reason I never got into Smallville, which, by the way, is in rumor to be in talks to come back.
Really?
Yeah.
Are they going to bring the Scientology chick back?
Maybe they'll call it Allison Mack.
Yeah.
It wasn't Scientology. It's Nexium.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry, Scientologists.
Yeah, but they are using, for those that don't know, and this is comic related, Alex and Max's lawyers are taking the defense of Scientology as a religion. So is Nexium. And so some of the practices, therefore, are protected under religious rights.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
I saw that.
Yeah, and they're trying to really nail her ass to the wall. And like we said before, had we known she was so freaky, we would have tried nailing her ass to the wall.
Turns out you could have, probably.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, but you'd be hanging in a basement somewhere.
Young Justice Outsiders coming back, season 3, and it'll be on Disney's DC Universe.
People really dug that.
It was a good one.
It was a good show.
And this will be a long time between 2 and 3.
Yeah.
And 3
yeah.
will be on the app.
I think that's a fan-based renewal. Like,
kinda,
fans reached out and were like,
kind of excited about this one because I read it on the Hulu app. The Hoopla app. Deadly Class, season 1 on Sci-Fi.
Did you read it all?
I read the first trade, and I've not read the second one
yet. I've read the first trade, too. I haven't gone back.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was good. I'm excited for that one. That was on my list.
My sneaky or sleeper favorite of the Netflix shows, The Punisher, season 2.
I didn't even finish the first season.
I've had that affliction with a lot of the Netflix superhero shows.
I still haven't watched the third season of Daredevil, which is the only one I've actually
and is done,
genuinely
so.
Enjoyed.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, I'll watch it because I enjoyed it. I liked Jessica Jones, and we'll just go into it later.
We talked about this on the last episode of Pop Culture Bombcast in a little detail. I am very, very excited about Umbrella Academy on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Again, with Ellen Page and Missy J. Blige.
Yeah.
Then Doom Patrol coming out on the DC.
Yeah. I read a trade
The Grant Morrison one?
No, it wasn't. It was one of the new ones. I tried to find a Grant Morrison one. I couldn't find
That's
it.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the big
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah. The trade I read, I enjoyed, but it was so all over the place. I'm like, man, I feel like there's a lot of backstory I should go back and read on this one.
Yeah, and then I don't know what Cannon Busters is, so I don't know.
I didn't see that one.
It's on Netflix also, so there's got at least a chance of being good.
Okay.
And then Chilling Adventures of Sabrina was on here, but again, that is not a comic book, really.
Yeah.
So that's what's... Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
I got way more.
So then we got DC Superhero Girls, which is on Cartoon Network. So that is the ones that they based like the Barbie
looking girls on.
A very big one that has kind of snuck on the radar, and I've seen trailers or teaser for it, Watchmen.
Yeah, I looked some stuff. I was going to talk about that, but I don't know if you want to talk about
it. No, we get to it now. We're doing the TV. We're talking about right now the stuff coming out. So
yeah, so... Yeah, I'm kind of excited for this because it's coming out on HBO, and I think it's going to be pretty good.
So they're allowed to get a little, like the movie, get a little bit risque.
Yeah, and this is set in modern times. It's not not the same heroes, although Rorschach and Ozymandias are in it.
Yep.
And Jeremy Irons is Ozymandias, which I'm in right away.
He's not going to show his... I was thinking of Dr. Manhattan.
They didn't mention anything about him... I thought it was kind of intriguing because apparently in this modern world, they've really embraced the vigilantism and stuff, and the police all wear yellow masks now.
Oh, okay.
Which I thought was kind of cool, and there's like a mysterious character. I don't know if his name is the sheriff or not, but he's the cowboy hat is what they're calling him, and it's just an ominous figure.
Which is kind of stuff that they do, so.
And it's set in Tulsa, Oklahoma, which I thought was kind of interesting.
It is
but
weird.
New York is wiped out.
Because of the bomb.
Yeah, because of the bomb or, you know, whichever one they're going from.
Yeah, the squid
alien
bomb
or
in the comic.
Bomb. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm pretty pumped for that. Since HBO is doing it, I think it'll be at least decent or at least interesting.
Yeah, I'm in. I'm a big fan of Watchmen, so I'll give it a try.
Yeah, and plus Jeremy Irons is in. He sounds cool no matter what he's doing.
And I don't know why they put this in here, but Ripley's Believe It or Not, Season 1, Travel Channel. Weird.
I think it was...
Did you see the host, though?
Was it like a dime store comic at some point or whatever?
Maybe, but did you see who the host is?
Uh-uh.
It is Mr. Ash himself, Bruce Campbell.
Oh, really?
I'm going to watch it because
I'm going to watch it because he's great.
Yeah. Obviously, Fear the Walking Dead, although not a comic, it isn't. Kind of a spinoff.
Yeah.
DC Universe, this is interesting to me, Swamp Thing.
Yeah. That is interesting. Is that on their channel too?
Yes. Okay. And that was kind of a very cult following pulpy TV series.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool as shit when I was a kid just because the costume was so awesome. Apparently, that guy had to be a bodybuilder to move around because when it got wet, that thing was like 250
pounds.
Yeah, I
bet. Yeah.
So he didn't do a lot of real cool stuff.
That was movies though, right?
It was a TV show also.
Was it really?
Yep.
See, I don't think I ever watched the show. I watched a couple of the movies,
and
they're pretty campy, but they're awesome.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Harley Quinn, Season 1 on DC Universe.
Okay.
And it will be not Margot Robbie, but she will come up later in this.
Mm-hmm.
Stargirl on DC Universe.
And Joe McHale's in that.
Oh, man, I love Joe McHale.
And
he's got good geek cred.
Yeah, he's playing Starman, but not another podcast I listened to was talking about this. He's not the original Jack Knight Starman or whatever. So then I looked that up because I'd never heard of this character, and they had the first run on that, and I was reading it on Hoopla. It's pretty decent. It's okay.
Oh, okay.
Opal City. I don't know. Have you ever read anything?
Talking about the Robinson Starman that was...
I can tell you right now. Go ahead.
It's the good stuff that was great art on it, and... yeah, that came out in like the 90s.
Yeah, it ran from like 91 to 2000.
I've got the first two hardcovers, I believe.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, that.
Yeah, James Robinson, yeah. Tony Harris, Wade Von
Tony Harris of later Ex Machina art.
Badger.
But he drew that. That was his big break. Yeah, that's one of the best runs from the 90s.
Yeah, it's spectacular.
Okay,
really
I want to ask you, since you brought that up, and I wish I should have recommended that to you years ago, but how great was those first two pages of the book to when it talks about each one of them?
Yeah.
And then pow!
The shot, it comes out of nowhere.
It's the best, I think, the best comparison in a comic book to a jump scare in a movie I've ever seen.
And I like the dynamic
like page
of...
page 3.
Yeah, well, then and later on, when he's remembering like his relationship with his brother, not to ruin anything, and he's like, he's going back and he's looking at the...
it's old enough. I think spoilers are okay. I've read the entire run.
Yeah, well, he goes back and he's looking at those... What are those little clicker things where you go through?
The picture finder.
Yeah, the picture finder things. And he's like, oh, my brother always wanted to be like Dad Starman.
Viewfinder.
Yeah. And he goes, no, that was me. Like they do a very good... It does a... The way they do the panels in this is great. And I read it on my phone. And like Hoopla and all those apps can't figure out how to do the panel, so you got to zoom and pinch yourself. But it's a great run. I'm really enjoying it. And normally I don't. The '90s stuff is kind of over the top and ridiculous. But this is it's a good deep story. It's worth checking
awesome
out.
Story. And the fact that he can handle himself.
Yeah,
he's a martial artist.
He's not
great. Badass.
And the bad guy or the guy who kind of has a twist in this, the Mist guy, he's fucking cool.
He's kind of a bad guy.
Oh, not the Mist. The other one.
The
Shadow guy.
Or the
Shade. Yeah, he was cool.
He's kind of a bad guy.
Yeah, but he was Robin. I mean, he's playing both sides. I like that.
He's pretty dark.
Yeah.
I always, both me and Big D, always wanted a life-size replica of the staff.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It's so awesome.
That's cool.
It's one of my favorite things in comics.
I'd never heard of this.
It's a great character.
But apparently Joel McHale's not playing Jack Knight. I think
he's playing the dad or the brother.
No, I think he's... I didn't catch the
whole
thing.
Well, there was the other Starman that had powers.
I think there's a different star. I think he's playing a different Starman.
Yeah, that makes
sense. Somebody that was originally a woman, but they gender...
Oh, gender reversed it the other direction? Well, people are going to have a field day with that.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll talk about that kind of stuff later. Where were we at? That was Star Girl. Okay, then Wynonna Earp, season 4, will come back, as well as Turtles 2, Rise of the Teenage Mutant Turtles.
Oh, that's coming back?
It's coming
back. Cool.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., season 6.
That's the last season.
Is it?
Yep. That and Gotham are done after this season.
Mm. They've had good runs.
Yeah, I mean, I tried watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I didn't dig it at all, but...
I'll admit, I did try watching this for a little bit, share some of the same pitfalls of that melodrama thing I told you about, but it just looked kind of cool here and there, and that's Cloak and Dagger on Freeform.
I didn't watch that one. I did watch... The
problem is it's on Freeform, and I never know what that channel number is.
I did watch Runaways on Hulu, and it was
that was
okay.
Good. Yeah,
it was pretty teenage angsty drama. I felt like a 13-year-old girl watching
sure
it.
I'm sure you told me you saw this next one, iZombie.
I like it.
Season 5.
I can't believe there's 5 seasons. I've watched season 1 and season 2, and then I need to watch season 3. Jeremiah's all caught up on Netflix, but I enjoy it. It's not quite as dark as Buffy, but it's like a fun.
Yeah.
It's got the same melodrama stuff, and I like it. I enjoy it.
It hits a lot of the same beats.
Yeah.
Krypton season 2. I did not watch first Krypton, but I heard it got good, decent reviews.
Is that on what channel? Sci-fi. Oh, okay.
Legion season 3.
I can't wait. I still have to finish season 2 because we had the baby, like I said, and I had it on the app, and you could only watch them for 30 days or whatever, and I fell behind. But season 2, half of it was spectacular. I heard the ending was a little rough, but
rough as in not good, or rough as in very dark.
I heard the ending was not good, not what people wanted.
Okay.
So I think they threw a wrench in the ending that leading up to this point. Because the whole point in the show is, like, is this all in his head or is it not?
Yeah.
And it's awesome.
How about, that's kind of, I mean, spoiler alert, if in case you didn't know, Mr. Robot is kind of the same thing. Mr. Robot does not have mutant powers, so.
Yeah. I never watched that. I always wanted to, and I never got around to it.
How about this one? This is one that I would be very excited to watch. If they do it right, and that's The Boys.
Is that not out? I never read the comic.
Season 1 on Amazon comes out in 2019, and it's
a
Garth Ennis comic. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
That's going to be rough. Wasn't it Garth Ennis? Yes. Yes,
I think
Garth Ennis, yeah.
Every time I think about reading it, the reviews are always like, man, it's ridiculously brutal, and a lot of the reviews were it's brutal
for no
reason.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
which is most Garth Ennis
stuff. I'm like, I'm kind of out on that.
He wrote The Pro about a prostitute that gets superpowers from tasting super sperm.
So, that's fucking funny.
I've got that hardcover too. The Tick season 2.
Yeah,
I did not watch season 1, but man, I loved the original.
The '90s
action
run. Yeah,
yeah, I love the cartoon and the
The cartoon was great.
Yeah, the '90s run had Putty. I forget his real name.
It also had
it's got a great name.
It also had Hellboy in it.
David Harbour or the
old one.
Ron Perlman.
Yeah, it had.
That's right.
I just saw that picture because it was TV shows that you didn't know that were comic books, and that was one of the ones that popped up,
which I knew. Everybody and their brother.
I think a lot of people, you know.
Here's another one. One of the last two that I have are the last one that's scheduled to come out in 2019, but I have seen some pictures. The Rocketeer.
Yes. On Disney. Yeah, I heard that. I'm excited for that.
They have it on Disney Junior. Is it really a junior?
I hope not. I thought it was going to be live action.
That distinction alone kind of killed it for me. Did you like The Rocketeer?
I did. You didn't?
Yes, I did. I find it to be underrated.
Yeah, I think it holds up.
When I used to work in a comic book store with Comic Cave owner Josh Roberts, big shout out to the Comic Cave.
Hey, Comic Cave.
Go hit them up.
Yeah.
I used to get made fun of for liking The Rocketeer when I worked there.
I watched it last year, and I felt like it held up.
Yeah.
I think it's a fun, enjoyable movie.
Haters are going to hate.
Yeah.
Hate. Plus, hate. That's what I was told by Taylor Swift.
I think, there you go. I think blimps are underrated in movies. Anytime there's a good blimp fight in a movie, I'm in.
Indiana Jones and The Last Crusade with Sean Connery. Yeah. See, that's not bad.
I think blimps should make a comeback, except for that whole exploding thing.
Yeah, I mean, if they did, we'd be kind of... I mean, blimps are very popular in steampunk worlds.
Yeah. That's cool. I can't get into steampunk.
Oh, I dig it. I dig it when it's done right. When it's not done it's just a complete... Kind of like zombies.
Let me say it like that. Yeah, yeah. Every steampunk novel that I try to listen to, it turns into some sappy romance novel, and I just can't get into it.
So before we get off of the TVs and go into movies, give me some of your thoughts about the upcoming 2019 year that maybe I missed or glazed over or didn't dive into.
I'm really pumped for Deadly Class. Mm-hmm. I've tried to watch probably to date, probably 10 sci-fi shows, and I've never stuck with one of them. Like, not one.
They're constantly looking for that next Battlestar Galactica.
But this looks really cool. It looks pretty grounded and fun. Yeah. The reviews on the first episode, because you can watch it online, I haven't had a chance, are on IMDb, it's a 8.3 or 8.9 out of 10, which
that's
is pretty
bad.
Solid.
That's pretty
That's really good. Umbrella Academy, obviously, it's one of our favorites, as long as it's done right. I feel like they do a pretty good job with the Lemony Snickets.
I feel like, and we can talk about it again on the stuff that I want to see made, I feel like Netflix does a great job overall.
Yeah.
They get an A, but I feel like that some of their shows, they pay attention very closely to what the scenes and where they are because of the budget constraints.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But they have all this piles of cash. It's special effects and sets are so expensive.
Yeah, and they keep dumping money on movies, and every 5 or 6 are a hit. But
there's a lot of stinkers, like
Bird Box.
And then Bandersnatch.
I haven't watched that. We're going to do that.
Yeah, we have to do
episode.
That.
Yeah. The Flash shows like DC Legends, I really enjoy
the CW-verse.
Yeah, I think they do a really good job, and I'll keep enjoying it. It blows my mind that Marvel and DC basically reverse roles when it comes to their TV shows versus their movies.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that too when we get to the movies.
Okay, yeah, because DC has the TV show verse down where it's like it's fun, it's light, it's airy.
I think it's not a coincidence that they have nothing to do with the movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was cool that in the Titans, Batman is a bad guy.
Oh, like, really?
Yeah.
I know that it was like one of the first scenes where like they ask Robin or Nightwing or whatever about it. I don't forget which one is in there.
He's Robin still.
I think so, yeah. And he goes, fuck Batman or whatever. Yeah. I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, and apparently he's like either after them or they're after him, and it doesn't explain why. I'm sure there's like a twist something.
That got really good reviews, by the way.
Titan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, there's no way they're going to be able to do Stargirl or Ray. Is
just,
Raven in it?
Yeah, it's just, yes, she is. I can't justify the app yet. It's an expensive app, I think.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's like I'm going to probably swing for the Disney app, but there's a lot of Disney content.
But it even needs to be... Everybody needs to. If Netflix can come in at the $13, $14 it is,
yeah.
Everybody else needs to chill out.
I'm going
to
tell you what. If the Disney app, I'll pay $20 a month for at least the first couple months if they throw Darkwing Duck on there.
That's gotta happen.
Just
right?
So I can keep watching it.
And
I
if
love
they
that.
Come out with a new one, you'll be excited.
Oh, and what was it? Tailspin.
I'll follow it up Tailspin, Tailspin was a good one.
Oh, it's good.
Every band in the early 90s played, learned that song. Every good band. That was a big thing.
Yeah. Good stuff. No, I think it's going to be another great year for movies, our TV shows. Too many that I won't be able to watch, and I'll be years behind, just like everything else. But it's fun. Like, for a Pop Culture Bob podcast where we talk about TV and movies, we're behind a lot. But kids get in the way.
We are way behind. but we're still hip and cool. That's what I tell myself.
I've been reading a lot of comics, so.
Well, that's good because we have this podcast also. So, and maybe in the next couple episodes, next episode, we'll get back into comic books. But before we do jump back into comic books, let's get off of TV and let's get into movies.
Okay.
So I got a list. I've got now also have a list of the movies, comic book movies coming out in 2019. And I feel like for the purposes of this, Star Wars is not included because
Star Wars out of everything.
It was science fiction first, although there are some amazing Star Wars comic books out there throughout time. And you grab whatever you want in there. I'll take one of those, and you grab something to replace it if you want.
No, this is good.
All right. So I will start right off at the top with the first thing they listed on this website that I got. And this was a hard list to comprise because a lot of people didn't have their shit together as to what was coming out or what is coming out and stuff. Yeah. Oh, sorry about that.
Very good.
So first we'll start with Shazam.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
Here's why I'm pumped. I think it can quietly be DC's second big win. And if you don't know what DC's first big win is, you got to rush out right now and buy or rent Teen Titans Go, the movie. It is so fun.
The one that came out last summer?
The one that came it just came out on Blu-ray,
Yeah,
and DVD.
Wait, you're not counting Wonder Woman or Aquaman?
No, Wonder Woman's good.
Wonder Woman is great into the last 5 minutes, and then it turns into a Zack Snyder film.
And it
turns into
the same DC shit that they've put out. And I'm not discounting. I haven't watched Aquaman.
I haven't watched it either, and I know the reviews are good. I just don't really care.
Yeah. Jay of the Nerdcast came on this episode or the podcast, and he enjoyed it. So I can't speak educated about that, but I can say that Wonder Woman I enjoyed, but. The bar is so low on DC, it's hard.
It's tough.
So this could be like a PG version of Deadpool. You know what I mean? The way it looks.
I think it's going to be great.
They're embracing fun.
I think it's going to be Spielberg-esque. If at least the trailer and everything I've seen kind of feels like that fun teen comedy.
And it's got
stuff.
A ripped Chuck.
Yeah.
You can't go wrong with Chuck. He's got some geek cred.
Yeah.
So
he was in Thor 2.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah,
everybody did.
Yeah. You know, I was talking to someone at work about that. They said, hey, it's one of my guys at work that I work with who's not a comic book fan by any means, but he's got some kids that are 12 and 8 or 12 and 9. So they're just now kind of really getting into comic book movies and stuff. And he goes, hey, you know, we just found a Marvel movie that we hadn't seen before. And I said, Thor Dark World. He goes, how'd you know? And I go,
nobody's in it.
Good guess, man. Good guess.
I thought it was okay.
That's what he said. He goes, it was okay. And I said, you know, I didn't hate it.
I didn't care for the first Thor.
Yeah, I didn't either. I didn't, even though it had all this good cred, like Kenneth Branagh and all these guys.
I thought his turn was too fast.
Oh yeah, it was. That's what my biggest complaint of the first one was. Yeah. And same thing with Captain America, the first Captain America. It was they squished a lot in there.
Yeah, but I went back and rewatched it, and I liked the first Captain America.
Well, Cap did a better job because you could do it with a montage.
Yeah.
You can't do like character evolution with a montage.
Yeah.
You can't do
I mean, I guess you could if like he got beat down a lot. But, I mean, he basically landed on Earth and was like, I'm a dick. No, I'm a nice guy.
I still think that we would not enjoy that as much.
I don't think so either. Chris Hemsworth came a long way, too.
But, so on the on our typical six-pack of everything we grade, because, we think of the world in terms of beer. We are, in fact, a drinking podcast, no matter what podcast it is.
Yep.
What would be your excitement factor for Shazam on a 1 to 6?
I'm going to go 4.5, because I'm going to go see it. Like, I'll see it in theaters, and I have zero... This is the first DC movie short of Wonder Woman that I wanted to see in theaters.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I didn't care for any of them.
I'll probably go see it. I think I'm probably sitting at a 4.
And the reason I think that is mostly because it's set in the real world. Like, I fucking hate all the CG shit.
Well, it's also a lot of daylight.
Yeah.
Which DC won't
like
do.
Like, his suit is nice and bright. I just can't, like, Justice League, I fell asleep on it three times.
Ugh.
Took me three times to watch it.
That's crazy.
I was like, I'm going to finish this.
There's one great scene in that movie, and that's when they revive Superman.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's a lot of bad scenes.
And the only redeeming factor in the whole movie is the Flash.
By the way, that daylight, that scene, that great scene, daylight.
Yeah, it's weird.
Just make a fight happen in the daytime, DC.
Or just, like, actually film outside.
Yeah, for real.
Just go outside. You have a budget. How can you do... This is blows my mind. I'm going to get a tangent here. The Harry Potter movies were so good, so well done, and sets were beautiful. The same studio shits the bed on every DC movie.
it just
blows my mind.
Well, I think the two words were operative words there are Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Here's one I brought up, and I mentioned this earlier, that we would talk about how DC knocks it out of the park with animation and with TV.
Yeah.
They do it with animation, too.
They
announced four animated movies. These animated movies are all great.
Yeah, I watch a lot of them.
First one coming up is Reign of the Superman, which... For those that don't know, Reign of the Superman was a story arc that took place after Superman died. It was the four Supermen that replaced him.
Oh, I have all those comics.
And spoiler alert, the cyborg Superman turns out to be a bad guy.
Yeah.
For the time, good story. But
yeah, they were fun.
A very fun story to make into an animated movie.
Yeah, but Superboy, it was Superboy. There was the robot one, Steel, which was Shaq made a movie out of.
Yeah, sort of.
And then there was a...
Eradicator. Was
that the black suited Superman with the mullet?
No, that was the Superman that returned.
Okay,
it was the Superman in the suit with the visor, and he had a visor over.
Yeah.
The Eradicator
was a while.
The protocol that his Fortress of Solitude did when Superman was to die or disappear.
Okay,
they would create another clone, an imperfect clone, or a more perfect clone of Superman, and he became the Eradicator. Okay. And he ended up going bad too.
Yeah, I could see that.
But
his name's the Eradicator.
He was a good guy. When he went bad is when they called him Eradicator. Yeah. But still good. The other animated one is Justice. Oh no, no, this is. This animated is Justice League versus the Fatal Five.
Okay.
Which is the Fatal Five was a group of supervillains from the 31st century. And, Yeah, Superboy and his amazing friends story influence and Legion of Superheroes.
Mm-hmm.
But again, the animated universe, and they do a good job with that.
Yeah.
Possibly the best. Well, let me skip this one and come back to it. Wonder Woman Bloodlines, which was another Wonder Woman story from... Kind of a forgotten story in the comics, but it'll make a Wonder Woman animated film can't be bad. The first one was good.
Yeah, it was.
Now the one that I can't wait for, and I can't wait to see what it looks like, Batman Hush.
Oh, they're doing that one animated?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. I think they're doing Long Halloween too.
Oh, that'd be.
I don't think it's coming out in 2019.
They should do a 30-minute shorts for.
I think they're doing two.
Oh, like they did with Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Okay, that'd be good.
At least I read a little bit about it, and it's very much in the works. But go ahead.
No, you're good. I'm excited about that. I hope they get as close as they can to Jim Lee style of art for the.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is going to be tough because he's an amazing artist. But they do have WW84, which is not coming out this year. That has been pushed back to 2020.
What's WW84?
Wonder Woman 1984.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Here's one, and I'm going to be anxious to see your excitement scale for this one. X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Now, I don't know. It's got to be good because they've had a run of good, bad, good, bad.
Well, that's not true.
No.
They had
really good, bad, good.
Since the relaunch of the X-Men universe with X-Men First Class and then the Days of Future Past.
Those X-Men, two were, I thought were good.
X-Men First Class was very good and Days of Future Past was great.
Yeah.
And then...
Apocalypse was terrible.
Yeah, whatever they... Was it called Age of Apocalypse?
Something like that.
Which was shitting on one of the most popular crossover stories in the history.
How you fucked that up. And you had Oscar Isaac in there, and he just looked like shit.
Yeah, you had a great actor, and he melded in.
I don't think I'll see it in the theater. But it's the last... I think it's the last X-Men property that Fox owns outright before they merge.
We're going to talk about that in a little bit, too.
Okay. We got a lot of stuff coming
up. On a scale, though.
Two.
Yeah,
it comes out good, great.
Because I feel bad, I'm going to give it a 2.5.
Really?
Yeah, it'll take me 2.5
Is
beers.
Is Bryan Singer directing it?
No.
He got...
He's in trouble.
With Bohemian Rhapsody? There's a lot of shit from that.
He didn't get mentioned in the Malik's acceptance
speech. Maybe because he's rapey?
I don't know. And Malik, apparently there was a big feud between those two on the set. Speaking of Shazam, the name that they wanted to use but couldn't because Marvel beat them to it, Captain Marvel.
I am pumped.
Is this
a
six? First six on the list?
Yeah. I think so. Like, all the trailers have been great. I read the synopsis on it. It looks like a lot of fun.
Now, I want to ask you.
Okay.
And I talked to this about my wife, The Flop, who's a co-host on our other podcast.
Okay.
Is this not just Marvel making a good movie and it fits the story because she ties into one we'll talk about next, Avengers Endgame, but is this also a Marvel way of flipping their thumb at DC and saying, we're going to take Wonder Woman and actually do it better?
I think so.
That's what it looks like.
And not to knock Wonder Woman or anything, but I think it's...
Again, I hate to repeat this. It's daytime.
Yeah, it's daytime. Every scene has been in the light except for when they're in space.
It's got Samuel motherfucking Jackson.
Yeah, and he's got both eyes, and you know he's losing it. You know he's losing the eye.
Worst kept secret in that movie.
Yeah.
It's set in the 90s.
Yeah, and Ben Mendelsohn is the bad guy, the head scroll.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guy from Rogue One.
Ronan, I saw in one preview, you can see Ronan in it, who was the bad guy from the first Guardians.
Yeah, that's, so. I mean, they're set up, from what I read, Jude Law, Ronan, Brie Larson, they're all like, they're basically like the SEAL Team 6 of Kree.
Yeah.
And they're out there just taking people out, and she ends up coming back to War on Earth, and it's a deeper story, but it looks great. And then it's got, as a young girl, but the Miss Marvel, the other Miss Marvel from New Wave,
Kamala
Next
Khan?
Wave.
Yeah. We're going to talk about her in a little
bit. Yeah, she's in this too, but she's a little girl. So that's a good little, maybe a little jump with Miles Morales later on, further down the road.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be great.
Speaking of excitement, the other six on this list has to be Avengers Endgame, right?
Oh, yeah. Rachel and I just watched, she hadn't watched Infinity War, and I watched it for the second time.
We watched it, I watched it the second time after I bought the Blu-ray.
And the second time watching it, first time watching it, I was like, man, this movie works so well for so many characters.
Yeah.
And the second time I watched it, it still holds up, it doesn't lag, and it really does play like a fucking comic.
Yeah, I will say this, the second time through, I did feel more of the pacing. That a lot of, if you were going to put it under a microscope.
Yeah, I guess.
Because there was but they just did such a good job. Especially, who gives a shit what you think the second time through unless it's such a complex movie that you need it?
Yeah.
It's not complex. It's just good.
No, yeah. It's very just good. Works. Everything works great.
And the one of the things I wanted to, you brought up the end of the X-Men. There's a rumor rumor or fan service, maybe people, fans are just wanting this to happen, that at the end of it, whatever happens, the snap at the end of it, will also create the mutants for the next phase.
Yeah, I think that's a rumor, but Kevin Feige said that, you know, once this all comes together, that's his goal is to bring the X-Men
But this would be the perfect opportunity.
It would,
a lot of people think.
I don't know if there's got to be a time frame. Like, with the Disney app coming out.
Hey, all you have to do is just, you're setting yourself up for the road. You can snap.
Yeah, you can snap.
And then retroactively.
Yeah, do it later. But I know, like, going back to the TV shows, with Netflix ending all the Marvel shows, there's a 2-year gap before Disney's allowed to use those characters again. So might be something with Fox might say, like, you can't use that character till 2022
or
whatever.
You could do is, you could have a baby and have a shadow.
You could put Hope in there
over it.
Yeah,
you know, and
anything.
Speaking of X-Men, though, have you seen the internet momentum that is gaining for John Wick / Wolverine? Keanu Reeves is the next Wolverine.
He's too old, isn't he? Too tall.
He's way too tall.
Yeah.
Well. Hugh Jackman's too tall.
Yeah.
But,
I mean, everybody's too tall, really.
Yeah,
but
except for Glenn Danzig, was one of the original guys, they thought. I mean, Van Damme is shorter, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so they're all too old now, too.
Yeah, they're all too old. I don't know who would be the next.
But the pictures of him look good.
Yeah.
They photoshopped him into the Wolverine look, so.
I could see him doing like a Magneto or.
But, you know, you can't be too old for Logan because he's already old as dirt when we meet him in the comic books.
That's
so.
True. But I don't know. I guess. Either way.
When we know Keanu can move.
He can do whatever. Yeah. Man, he looks badass in John Wick.
John Wick 3 is going to be great next year in 2019. So.
Yeah.
And the TV series. Again, not a comic book. It will be. It is a comic book now, but it wasn't before. But a TV series.
Staying on that same area, do you see the preview for that Polar? Was it Polar? Yeah, it was Polar on Netflix with Mags Milk. I always say his name. Matt Magson or whatever. The guy from...
Michael Madsen?
No, Mags Mikkelsen or whatever the hell his name is.
Who is he again?
He was the bad guy in Rogue One. Or no, he was... I know what you're talking about. Was not the bad guy. He was the scientist in Rogue One.
Yeah, I know you're
and then about. He was the bad guy in Doctor Strange.
Yes, yeah.
So,
the movie. Yeah, the movie on Netflix where he's like the assassin
or whatever. That's based on a comic.
Oh, it is. That's right.
I think it's a French comic, but it is based on a comic, and it's John Wick-esque. It's him and, what's that? That Disney Channel chick.
Oh, yeah.
Vanessa Hudgens.
Yes.
Yeah. It looks pretty good.
I'm going to watch it.
I'm going to watch it, but I would say it's probably a 3.
I watched Bird Box. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was good.
Yeah.
The best, real quick, since you said that, Roy Wood Jr. on The Daily Show's best description of Bird Box was, white lady yells at two kids in a boat. That was it. That was his description.
Here we go with one that says, after years of development hell, apparently in 2019 we will see Channing Tatum's Gambit movie.
No, we won't.
It's what they still say.
No.
Still listed.
Get the fuck out of here.
I think it shows it as December 2019.
All right. If they do come out with a Gambit this year, we have to do a chug video on the STL beer thing.
I got it.
Let's do it together. We'll do it together.
I'll do it. Here's to that. This is on. You've seen it right here.
Yeah,
we're doing it.
Yeah.
Spider-Man: Far From Home.
I'm pumped for that.
I'm not six though. I enjoyed the first one a lot.
Yeah, I enjoyed the first one.
I'm like a five. I'll give it a soft five.
I think the most intriguing thing that I read was that he doesn't have a suit. He's in Europe.
I don't.
Did I ruin it for you?
No. Here's my biggest problem with these Spider-Man films that they've done. The new ones. The Civil War, Avengers, Infinity War, and Spider-Man Homecoming. Spider-Man, just put him in his regular spider suit and quit fucking with the greatest costume off. I don't want all the computer gadgets from Tony Stark.
That's the thing that I didn't like about Homecoming.
I didn't like the
voice of Jennifer Hudson or whatever.
I don't want the Iron Spider-Man.
That was fine because he went to space. Yeah, that was fine.
I get it, but just quit it. And now instead of giving us a suit, you're just taking it away.
There's screenshots of him in like a Noir-esque suit that he builds himself. It's like a cat burglar.
At one point, I bet he does the Bagman where he puts
those. Yeah, that'd be funny. But the other thing I read that was pretty interesting is apparently him and Mysterio are teaming up for a while, at least, to fight some sort of elemental bad guys. So,
like a Sandman, or it could be Hydra.
It could be him. It could be what I read. It was that everybody thinks that Mysterio is actually the bad guy the whole time,
and he's an illusion,
projecting these things.
I trust that they're going to do a job. I just want to see Spider-Man be Spider-Man.
Jake Gyllenhaal is playing Mysterio. I'm 50-50 on Jake Gyllenhaal. I either really like what he does or really hate it.
I like him.
Yeah, I mean, I think he'll do a good job. I think he's a good actor. A lot of times I'm like, fuck that guy.
I watched a movie with him recently. What's it called? It's the one with Anne Hathaway.
The one where she dies and he breaks everything?
She doesn't die.
Does he break everything?
She's sick. And he's a
doctor or something?
No, he's a pharmaceutical rep.
Yeah, and he breaks everything.
He does break everything at one point. But
I just know in the preview he like smashes his whole house. That was stupid.
This is not a spoiler alert. This is the biggest push for this movie you'll ever get. The best review. Jake Gyllenhaal acts good enough to disappear in all of the nudity that is Anne Hathaway in that movie.
Yeah, nice.
And there's a lot of it.
Yeah.
So worth watching.
Okay.
New Mutants. This is one I'm very excited about. Probably a 4.5 or 5 because I'm excited because it's the first different genre style superhero movie that we've seen. It's a scary movie.
I am excited for it. It's either going to work or it's not. There's some sort of psychological, like psychic.
They're in a nut house.
Bear type and then thing something. Running around.
Yeah.
It seems cool. As a fan of Legion, I can't not be excited for it because I think it's a good job.
The mutants that will be in it, and they chose a good one too, Wolfsbane, Magic, Mirage, Sunspot, and Cannonball.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's. I thought it was like...
It's got the kid from... no, never mind.
I thought it was supposed to be out already.
It's been delayed a lot, which kind of... That takes it down a peg or two. It was supposed to be out last Halloween.
Yeah.
And it got pushed. So...
Well, I'm excited for it.
There was a lot of reshoots. So it'll either be really good or not.
Well, how about something that we're also hoping is really good and it's not a reshoot, but it is in fact a reboot, and that would be Hellboy.
I am optimistic. I didn't care for the makeup.
We've had some arguments over the trailer.
Mm-hmm. I was fine with the trailer. I just thought his makeup looked weird.
I thought the trailer looked like they were trying to cap off on some Marvel fame money. When we were sold that this was going to be a little darker, more comic-inspired Hellboy.
I just want him to be kind of grumpy. Like, and he doesn't, he seems kind of goofy.
There's a goofy moment here and there. But again, I think maybe I think maybe if they had it in the reverse, they could have cut the trailer different. Yeah. And you've heard me bitch now 15 times I've said, hey, and it's in daylight. This movie doesn't need daylight.
No, it should mostly be in the dark.
Yeah, it needs to be dimly lit. Yeah, it needs to be a lot of monsters.
Yeah.
Cthulhu-esque, McNulty-looking monsters.
You can also have live-action sets. I'm just saying. Like, you can do it. You don't need to do all green screen, DC.
It can be done.
I'm optimistic. I'll see it.
How many out of six excitement?
Four.
Factor?
I'm going to go four.
Out of six. That's still not
I'm
bad.
I'm going to go four because I'm going to go see it. I don't know if I'm going to love it.
How about this next movie? And again, this is the only reason I bring this one into it. It is not a comic book based movie, but it has so many comic book characters in it. Lego Movie 2, the second part.
I'm not as excited for this one.
I was very irritated when Rob Schraub was fired, although I could see why you would fire Rob Schraub. He's very much a best friend of Dan Harmon, so there's a lot of assholeness there.
Yeah.
But one reason I am excited is Margot Robbie is, in fact, voicing Harley Quinn in it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I think it'll be fun. I saw the released set, and I really want it, of the dystopian Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I just want to build that.
Yeah, it does look fun. They just cram so many DC superheroes in it.
Yeah.
And Marvel.
Yeah.
Star Wars. Yeah. So it's fun.
I think it's
going to
be a good time.
It's the only way we'll ever get those crossovers on film.
I just, the last one, the Ninjago Lego movie.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
It was not good.
Yeah.
I was excited for it, and I watched it. Like, it was one of those ones. I rarely fall asleep. For me to fall asleep in a movie, it's bad.
I did not watch the TV show Ninjago, so the movie
I didn't either, but I thought it would be funny. The voice actors were in it. Zac Efron's brother? No. Is it Zac Efron? No.
Dave Franco.
Dave Franco.
Yeah.
Was in it, and he's pretty good.
Yeah, I like Dave Franco. Arguably more entertaining than James Franco on camera, but I think James Franco...
I think slightly less rapey.
I think James Franco, though, is the more...
artsy.
Yeah, he's the auteur of the two. He does. He writes, directs, produces everything.
He's like the quadruple threat.
He's very smart. Yeah. He's a very smart guy. This is not a... this was a comic book, but it was a toy first... with a comic book. But I put it on here because also in December 2019, they are holding tight that the DC or the Masters of the Universe movie.
No.
That's what they're saying.
Get out of here.
It still is on IMDb that way as well.
Really?
Yep. Live action Masters.
Man, me and Vera have watched She-Ra twice now.
Is that two Chug videos if it comes out this year?
Damn, all right, man. We're going to be drunk as well.
Yeah. I've got an idea when we're done about a drunk episode again.
But me and Veer have watched She-Ra, and Netflix said, don't hold your breath for He-Man, but I think that they're just, playing us.
It also could be don't hold your breath for He-Man because the movie's coming out.
Yeah, we'll hope for that. But that She-Ra's pretty enjoyable. It's a good time.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get your final thoughts on movies and anything you're glassed
over. You left
over
out the only one that I didn't catch on here that you said. I said Polar. We talked about Endgame.
Oh, Joker.
Joker. With Joaquin Phoenix. Yeah, I didn't. Playing Arthur Fleck. He's a failed comedian turned to the life of crime.
Yeah, they're giving Joker at least in the cinematic universe, giving him an origin story.
Yeah, I am all in on this.
I am all in because it looks like they're really, really playing this close to Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
The way he looks.
Yeah.
And Joaquin Phoenix is a very, very good actor.
Yeah, he's a meth. Didn't they do that Mr. Mallet, whatever, that Heath Ledger was... I forget the name of it. It's on Netflix.
Oh, it's the Terry Gilliam movie.
Magic Emporium type thing or
Mr.
something.
Mr. Magorium.
Like
no, it's not Magic Emporium. It's
it's a weird name.
Is it Dr. Panosperus or
something
Panosperus?
Like that. Yeah, but it was...
It's
when he died, Johnny Depp, Joaquin Phoenix, and a couple other guys...
finished
it.
Even Joseph Gordon-Levitt was
one of
them.
Yeah.
It was very... Yeah, that's
a good
movie.
I think that
was
really cool. So, yeah, I agree that they're kind of playing this as close to Heath Ledger's.
And I'm hoping it's so good that they say...
we'll build the universe around this.
Jared Leto didn't happen.
We'll
just use him in the Batman.
I think
whatever.
Jared Leto's done. I'm pretty sure he's done.
Well, they still list that as a possible movie, too.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, Jared Leto's a good actor, but he's got to know his wheelhouse.
Back to what you were talking about, this is DC's problem. Create one cohesive universe like Marvel. It can be done.
It can be done, but you have to start with something
great. Good.
So start with Wonder Woman. It was great. And you can use Aquaman and then go from there.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the other... I think there was a picture of Batman maybe in Wonder Woman. And there's no... There was like maybe a slight mention of other heroes, but... You can build the universe off those two movies.
Yeah.
And go.
And don't keep don't give me multiple versions of the same character. Just because in the comic books you had the first one to create the multiverse and you have these Elseworld titles doesn't mean we need them in the films. Just give me good movies.
Yeah. And it like and you even could if, leave Batman out.
And if you want to do it in the films, you also have to take a note from Marvel. Marvel created kind of an Elseworld story or an alternate story with Old Man Logan, with Logan.
Yeah.
Great story. Rest assured, it's got nothing to do with the X-Men universe because they will use those characters again and not have those problems.
Yeah. It's just, or at least wait a couple years, but you can't just keep jumping around all over the fucking place, DC. I mean, I can be honest with you, I'm not a DC fan, so I don't really care, but... there's a lot of people that want to see them as equally good.
And I always shit on the people that say, well, they're listening to the fans, and the fans are so loud. But here's the thing. This is the one time where I'll say, maybe we should do what the fans are saying to do.
Yeah. I'm pretty all in on the Joaquin Phoenix thing. Plus, Robert De Niro's in it at some point, but nobody knows what he's doing. But I think it'd be cool. It'd be cool if he was like an old Batman.
But Captain Marvel and Avengers are the comic book movies we're most looking forward to. And I'd say for me, after that, it's probably Hellboy because I want to see it.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Maybe Shazam and Spider-Man are pretty equal.
I would put Spider-Man above Shazam because I love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, I'm putting more weight into this new one because it's not another origin story.
Mm-hmm.
I think Homecoming did a good job of glazing over that, but it still was an origin story.
And you are very much into Joker.
You're all in on that.
All right. Well, hey, how about some movies or some comic book? And I only did, let's see, I did six, like our six pack. I didn't do that on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
But I did six comic book properties that I would love to see on the small and big screen, and I kind of do them both.
Okay. I did one. Six.
All right. Well, hey,
look at that. We're on cue.
All right. I will start. If you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
First one I've got, it's a comic book. We've talked about it ad nauseum on this version of the podcast.
Okay.
Next Wave Agents of Hate.
Oh, I'd love it.
High Anti-Terrorism Effort. That's what HATE stands for.
I
want to see it as a TV series.
Cartoon or live action?
I want live action. I didn't even think cartoon. Here's why I want live action, and I think you're going to get excited about this. I want, and it's never going to happen in a TV show, but here's who I want. I want John Hamm as a captain.
Oh.
And I want Nick Cage as Dirk Anger.
That'd be great.
Especially the Nick Cage that's doing all these crazy movies and stuff, and every episode he's trying to kill himself.
That'd be fucking awesome.
And you know how in the comic book they do the FAQs before the thing?
Yeah.
With Nick Cage as Dirk Anger, that would be fucking hilarious.
I think as a cartoon, though, you could do Fing Fang Foom. You could do the Broccoli
Man.
You could
do it. Yeah, that's true.
That'd be fun.
And just so people that don't know, the series focuses on a group of the next wave.
B-level superheroes.
Yeah, B-level superheroes that find out that they're a group that is supposed to be fighting terrorism, but they find out they're being secretly funded by a terrorist group called Silent.
Yeah.
So they steal a prototype ship and go around the world trying to defeat them while their employer, Dirk Anger, of HATE, thinks that they're criminals and is trying to stop them. And he's a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's a big bad guy.
It's great.
It is a very good...
My brother-in-law's got the copies, and I'm like, you need to get them back because I need to read them again. Yeah,
it's good. We're going to read them because one of our episodes we're going to devote... Yeah. First episode we're going to do to just the series is that one.
Okay.
What's your first one?
First one, I think, should be live action, and I think it would be Moon Knight. I think he's an underrated character, and I think if he took Warren Ellis' run with the... Like, the suit is kind of campy. But if you took Warren Ellis' run where he has the white suit and he's like a high-level, like, cool guy, weird crime fighter.
If you made it a TV series, you might be able to avoid the trap of...
It has to be TV. I think it only works in TV.
Version of Batman.
It is,
I mean? But I mean, that's the critics, you know.
But he's also schizophrenic.
It would have worked perfect if they'd have done all of those Netflix series, right? And wouldn't be coming out with the Disney app because it would fit in that universe.
I think it would. I think he'd do a good job. But I think, like, if Netflix were going to pick something else up in the Marvel-esque universe.
Him and Punisher.
Yeah.
Ooh, but they're pretty. And you have the whole black and white thing to play off of. And they're both kind of both dark.
Yeah, I think he's an interesting character. You don't even have to make him rich. You can make him poor if you wanted.
For those that don't know, I want him to know that he is not Batman, but he has those awesome throwing stars you know. Yeah.
Warren Ellsworth on the character with, like, the bird mask, like the death mask and everything was so fucking cool.
You know, and here's another thing that sucks. You know who would be awesome as him?
Hmm.
American Psycho version of Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that was my first one.
All right, next one I've got. I've only read the first trade of this, but I could see where this would make an incredible movie.
Okay.
Bitch Planet from Image Comics.
Okay. It's on my list. I have not read
it. From Kelly Sue DeConnick and Valentine DeLandro. Here's why it'd be good. It'd be like Grindhouse. It'd be like a 70s exploitation film. The whole book is about a dystopian future where non-compliant women are sent off to an off-planet prison.
Talk about current.
So here's the thing, though. Outside of the beginning of the film where you could have a guy sending them to prison and guys taking them to the planet, you would have an entire all-women cast. Not one
multicultural.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what people are looking for.
It'd be pretty groundbreaking.
And they'd be pretty strong characters, too.
Yeah. So, it's one of, I think it's 2 years in a row now, it's been one of the top five comics of the year.
And somebody, and I know there, if it gets made, there's probably going to say, well, we'll just call it Orange is the New Black in space.
Yeah.
But make it a movie.
You could pitch that, though.
You could, but make it a movie. Go just balls out with the just gore factor. You know, not gore, but.
I know Tarantino's done, but maybe like.
He's not done. He lies about it all the time.
Maybe he'll do it.
Yeah, he's got one movie coming out, and I guarantee he'll. He'd be the best.
Yeah, that'd be fucking great.
Yeah, those women would hate him.
We will add him later.
Yeah, yeah. Quentin, direct Bitch Planet in the movie.
Dude, you can even bring some of your characters in there. Like, what's her name from Kill Bill?
The Bride. The Bride from Kill Bill. You could do the stunt chick.
I mean, Kill Bill's like half the plot.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be good. What's your next one?
Next one I got is another Ogle movie. The thing that got me back into comics, the first thing you gave me was Casanova Quinn. I want to see it as a movie.
That's a good one. I didn't think of that one.
Like a fucking weird, trippy.
Three or four movies.
At least one, because the first run is great.
The first run's unbelievable.
And
it was just called Casanova, the book was.
Yeah. And you could just do James Bond with, like, alternate universe
Chase
shit.
James Bond with psychedelic drugs.
Yeah, a giant robot, a weird Asian kid.
Call it, for those that don't know, call it a time-traveling James Bond on advanced psychedelic space drugs.
Yeah, who's always, 60s James Bond, who's always drunk, but also does drugs.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a good one. That'd be a good one.
He's got a really hot sister that he may or may not have sex with.
Side note, I didn't put this down, but I wish I had now. Another good one would be Transmetropolitan. Especially now, it would be a great TV series, and it would be very current because it's all about a Hunter S. Thompson type reporter that comes back out of retirement as a gonzo journalist to take on the Smiler, who's a manufactured president that he knows is bad for the country. It'd be good.
That's pretty fucking timely.
Speaking of drugs and stuff, he uses hallucinogenic drugs to help him write his stories and things.
No shit.
Have you never read it?
No.
Oh, I've got the first trade, the hardcover.
I'll have to read it. Yeah.
Boy, good book. And like I said, very timely.
You're up.
But my next one, though, other than that, was someone you alluded to earlier. It'd be a TV series again.
Okay.
Miss Marvel. Young female Pakistani-American girl named Kamala Khan, who idolizes superheroes, particularly Captain Marvel. She accidentally gets superpowers, and this checks all the boxes. This is a girl.
Yep.
It ties into the next phase of Marvel movies, which is
perfect.
You can
make her Muslim, so you can stamp those Muslim fears.
Yeah, and it's super good.
Yeah.
It's a very
good. It's a lot of fun.
Her powers are cool, yeah. And I would like to see them try to tackle it on a TV format.
And they, you know, like, with the stretching and everything, yeah. I know you haven't watched Flash, but the Plastic Man is in that.
Oh, awesome.
And, man, they do a good job.
Yeah, so they, you know, they could do it. You know it. It's yeah. It's a coming-of-age shit series with a girl lead.
It's like a Freeform show.
And that, but she would, it's very much be a part of the same universe that yeah. Captain Marvel, which is you're putting a lot of eggs in that basket.
Yeah.
It'd be a good one.
Man, I bet you Disney's got this in the works for their app.
They may, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, like, this has got to be on, like, the short list of shows that they're going to launch right away. My next one would be an HBO show. I think East of West would work really well.
Oh, that'd be a good one, too. I loved East of West. Another dystopian future. This is
actually still running, and I haven't
post-apocalyptic future.
Yeah, it's so it's set in a post-apocalyptic universe, yeah. And the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse come back.
Yes,
and it's there's the leaders of the world. The U.S. is split up into four divisions, and the leaders are willingly trying to force the end of the world. And there's a couple guys trying to save everything, but it's fucking great.
It's great. The first hardcover, I think I have the second, but I haven't read it yet. But the first hardcover is awesome.
I have the first six trades. I think they're up to eight now.
Oh, I need to catch up.
I'm going to wait until it's done, buy them all, and then reread the whole thing.
Once again, I need to call my buddy Josh Roberts at the Comics Cave in Springfield and tell him, hey, I need these.
Yeah.
And my first trade is the autographed special edition that came from, I think, San Diego or one of the, or C2E2, something like that. So.
But I mean, with Westworld, you know, like, say what you want about the show. I think it's okay at best, but stylistically, it's beautiful. Game of Thrones, they have the budget for it. I think the dystopian future, the desert, wet, wild west setting, and the cars and shit. I think that they could pull it off. You good? You getting a beer?
I got one right here. I forgot I had extra.
You looked at your phone and I was like, shit, we just...
No. I was going to get a beer, but then I forgot there's always extra in these city wides.
Yeah. That was my next one. Go ahead.
All right. My next one, too, it would be another one from Image. What did I do one from Image yet?
Not yet. No.
Well, it'll be my first one that is not. I did Bitch Planet. So my second one from Image. In fact, if you look at my list, Image wins this. Next one would be Saga.
Okay.
Perfect for TV.
I thought about this. I didn't know.
It'd be perfect for TV, but I have a feeling they'd try to make a trilogy of movies about it.
I think that would work, but it's such a deep story.
It is a deep story. It's a husband and wife, Alana and Marco, from long-warring extraterrestrial races. They flee in authorities from both sides of a galactic war as they struggle to care for their daughter, Hazel, who's born at the beginning of the series, and she would be the unreliable narrator of the TV series.
Oh, yeah. It could definitely work like a Firefly.
Brian K. Vaughan said that this was inspired by his childhood and love of Star Wars. I think if there's a criticism of it, the way it reads is very, very close to a Star Wars story. So they'd have to watch Disney taking over on that.
But that trippiness of, like, all the characters, like the Rams and the guys that are the fairies and then the TV-headed guys. Fucking wild. And the Lion Cat. Lion Cat's awesome.
And I think, man, what a great TV show this is.
I think it would work great as either one. Yeah. I think you could easily do a 3 to 6 part movie out of this.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. That'd be awesome.
My next one, and we talked about this, it's definitely a movie, and I think, as much as I hate the guy, I think Michael Bay would do a good job. We've talked about it before. Chrononauts.
Oh, yeah.
And two
that was
buddies,
opted for a movie.
Yeah,
but
two
it's...
buddies traveling through time, just fucking shit up and driving cool cars.
Yeah, and they're screwing everything up for everybody.
And then they have to go back and fix it all, and they bring dinosaurs and cars and knights and everything to fix everything into one big battle.
If there's only the only criticism I have with the comic, it should have been 12 issues.
Yeah, and it's a Miller World comic.
And it should have been fleshed out a little bit. He crammed it into three, but they're very three fast-paced good issues.
Is it only three?
I believe it was six.
Maybe I got to go back and reread it.
But whatever it was, the only problem I have with the comic, it's very enjoyable as you read it, but it goes so fast that you almost forget about it.
I think that's the point.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole point. I think it's supposed to read like a movie. Like this could be
fast,
like a...
This is the quarter-mile drag race.
I'm
going to
throw it out there. It's Channing Tatum and Zac Efron.
Oh, that'd be
in a car together. Yeah, I think just you nailed jumping through time.
I think you nailed it. I think it's the first time you've casted something.
Every girl that listens to this, like the one or two, was like, "I'm in."
Yeah. Panties dropped around the world
from our one viewer that was here earlier,
and he's gone. But he thumbed up.
The thing about YouTube is this lives forever.
Yeah, and this is new. We're trying YouTube. Facebook, we usually get a great turnout, but I was just trying this.
I don't know
who.
I don't know who watches YouTube live.
I also didn't know if I would get it to work because I couldn't get it to work Sunday when we recorded the last episode. So I just didn't want to tweet out and then it not happen.
Yeah.
But when it started happening, I was like, oh, well, we'll try it.
Yeah.
My next series, and we both have one more. You have two more. I have one more after this. Chew.
I wrote that. I didn't write it down. I meant to write it down.
I said, here's my elevator pitch. Think Dexter meets cannibalism.
Yeah. But I want it as a cartoon. No.
No,
I'm sorry. I replaced that. Showtime was supposed to do it as a cartoon, and they didn't. I want it live action.
Here's why I want it live action.
And I want Glenn from Walking Dead to do.
Oh, Glenn was a good one. I actually wanted somebody with more comedic chops, so I chose John Cho from Harold and Kumar.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
And plus, John Cho being Tony Chu is pretty fun.
Oh, yeah, he would work a lot.
He's got the chops to do it.
Yeah.
Literally got the chops.
He plays like that angsty character through Harold and Kumar. Just make him eat people's thumbs or like gross toes.
I mean, for those that don't know, he's a detective that has the ability to see all the history, the feelings, the memories of anything he bites into.
Yeah.
And that helps you when you're
except for beats.
Yeah, except for beats. But when you're a police detective, that really helps you solve murders. It's like I said, it's the darkness of Dexter with way more comedy.
Yeah, and then like, it was a clever comic that lasted way too long.
Yeah, I love the first 12 issues.
I think I went all the way through like 48 issues, and I'm like, man, I'm
running out of steam.
Really running out of steam. I need to buy the rest of it because I'm a completionist. I've fallen off.
I get that.
But my next one was where'd my list go? Where'd it go? I lost it. Oh, there it is. American Vampire TV show.
Yeah, that I could see that.
Scott Snyder's American Vampire. Skinner.
I read your first two trades.
Yeah, Skinner Sweet is a weird. What I like about this is there's all these different types of breeds of vampires, which I think is really interesting. Skinner Sweet is a cowboy vampire. He's the only one who can run around during the day. He gets killed and comes back eventually. But then he kind of turns heel and becomes a good-ish vampire, and he works along this vampire killing society to take other like more dangerous vampires out. And I think it would work really well as like a FX type TV show,
HBO
live
maybe.
Action.
I mean, HBO's HBO got a would be cool, with
but
vampires.
I think
but then they went off the rails
with all the weird sex and stuff. There's not a whole lot of weird sex in this, so I don't know if HBO would be into it. But Snyder could probably write some shit in.
They put some sex in it. I could dig that.
That's great. It's a very interesting run, and I think it's wrapping up this year. Man, they go real far. They even go up into the moon landings and shit. He brings a lot of history,
and
I think if they do like each genre, it started as a Western, and when it wrapped up a couple like last year, the year before, they were in the 60s.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's really cool to
I would like to see them do that.
I need
to go back and read some
more. And I was thinking FX with American History or American Horror Story, how they jump around. I think they can handle this.
Last one I did, and there's a million of these. These are the ones I just thought of, like I really felt passionate about or I thought about for a while. Last one I did was Fell, which was a Warren Ellis comic book.
Okay. I think I read this.
I think I gave them to you to read. It's unfinished. I think 8 issues or 7 issues came out, and then he never came out. Even though he said the 8th one's done, he never released it. And it was a $2 comic book when the average price was like $4.
Yeah.
It's about a homicide detective, Richard Fell, who's transferred to a fictitious city called Snowtown. And it's the most poor crime ridden city in the world. In fact, there's our country at least. There's parts of the city where they don't even have power and utilities.
Yeah.
And people are so downtrodden and beat down that they've essentially turned to magic and voodoo, which isn't really real, to get through the day. And it's very dark, very strange. I think it'd be an awesome TV series. And I thought Jonathan Rhys Meyers from Match Point and the Tudors. He's British, but if you saw him, and you know in the comic, the guy dyes his hair, and he clearly feels like a good-looking dude, but he's very always looks dirty and stuff. Yeah. Kind of like Brad Pitt in Seven.
Yeah, or the guy who played thinking of that Constantine on the TV show, the short run TV show.
Yeah, yeah. I think see, Jonathan Rhys-Meyers started as a model, like a Hugo Boss model, and I think that he would be dirty him up and give him an American accent. He'd be great, and he hadn't done a lot of late, but he was good while it lasted. That's the six I come up with, and I love Fell. By the way, if you're listening, finish it. Finish it. Please, Warren, finish it. It was so good.
My last one is Federal Bureau of Physics.
I've never read it, and I know you loved it, and I think
it's a favorite of mine.
And now
I like the science.
But bear with me here. If you can do a Men in Black International, you should be able to do a Federal Bureau of Physics.
Yes. Yeah, it's just basically about a guy who's good. He got a blue collar job as a guy who goes into physics goes off the rails.
Yeah.
And you could make it No. What I mean, stand in for global warming or whatever. If we don't do anything, blah, blah, blah. Okay, mad scientist type thing. You could tie all that type of thing. But physics goes off the world, and there's these random physics cataclysms
natural disaster
type things, and everything goes upside down or inverts or whatever. And this guy goes in and pulls all the innocent people out. And there's a deeper science to it, and there's a group of people that want to reverse the whole world, and there's another group of people that are trying to save everything. It's great science. It's mostly the art is what sells the whole book to me.
Yeah, it's very good art.
But it was an interesting story. It was very... his dad was the first guy to discover everything, and he ends up finding him later. It's a good, fun... It would be a good, fun movie.
I tell you another honorable mention we didn't do, and I secretly want to root for this one to be on HBO, like you said earlier, about sex. Let's get Sex Criminals made.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get this nudity all over the place.
Yeah, if they could do that one show about the sex doctors on Showtime, they could do Sex Criminals. Sex Criminals is two people, if they have sex together, the world stops. And
freezes time,
and they go... They go steal shit.
Yeah, at climax, time will freeze, and then they happen to run into each other, and then you find out there's a whole group of these people that can do this.
Fraction, right?
Yeah, there's Fraction who Casanova.
Yeah,
yeah, he Fraction's good. Yeah,
he's a great artist. Our great writer. Great writer. You reading anything right now?
I just recently finished up all the Skull Kickers that I started years ago.
You were really into that.
I enjoyed it. Yeah, it's very goofy.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I just finished catching up on that. I read that Batman White Knight.
I didn't dig it.
It great beginning.
Art was first, really good.
Oh, yeah, his art's amazing. What is that? What's that guy's name?
Same guy who did the Chrononauts.
Sean Murphy.
Yeah.
And he wrote White Knight also.
I thought it was okay.
The first three issues were awesome. The last two, three were very fizzled.
Yeah, I was forcing myself through it.
I like that. I thought about recently downloading on the Hoopla and reading the Thanos series, most recent Thanos series.
I haven't done that.
Because there's some cool things with the Hulk.
I heard that new Immortal Hulk is spectacular.
Oh, now that he's back?
Yeah.
I will read that.
It's written as a horror anthology, apparently.
I'll read that when it's bound in hardcover.
So will I.
Yeah.
I just ordered Mr. Miracle by Tom King.
Oh, okay. That's
which was
cool.
Consistently 2018's best comic. Up there in the top five.
I'll buy that.
And I went back and read some Kirby's.
The original one, yeah.
Original.
Yeah.
It's fun. It reads like a...
And Kirby's art's unbelievable.
It is. I went back and read the first 6 to 8 issues, and I was having a good time with it, and then other things came up.
Been reading a little bit of Hellboy again, Volume 1.
I did Hellboy and Hell, Volume 1 and 2.
Well, Hellboy and Hell was the end of Hellboy.
He's back now.
Yeah, for now. It was at the time. But I went back to the original Hellboy to give it a go.
Another thing I've been reading is Realm. And I read the first six.
Oh, that's Walking Dead meets Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah.
I dig it. I bought the hardcover. I've got it autographed by the writer and artist.
I read the first six. It's by Seth Peck and Nick Filardi.
It's Jeremy Hahn is the writer.
Jeremy Hahn. It's Seth Peck, Jeremy Hahn, and Nick Filardi.
So Jeremy Hahn is Joplin, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And he was at...
Oh, you showed me this.
Yeah, he was
at... I didn't realize it got as big as,
Yeah.
It's good.
It's very good. And he's I've only read the first 12 issues.
Oh, you're further than me. I only read the first six.
Yeah, because I have the other single issues here.
Okay. Yeah, I remember that. You showed me this, and it didn't put two and two together.
So Cave Con, Josh Roberts again, he's all over this episode from the Comics Cave. Yeah. His first comic show, Han was there, and I bought him from him there. So Jeremy Han, and then, I'm blanking on his, but there's another one, some creators. Now, one of my good friends I used to work with, Jason Hurley, who owns Hurley's Heroes in Joplin, which is a comic book and gaming shop. He writes beauty for Image. So I know a couple of creator guys that are down there.
Cool. And then get those guys on. That'd be fun.
Yeah, and Colin Bunn is down there with Josh in Springfield. Yeah. And Colin
Bunn. He's still Marvel now.
Writer extraordinaire, yeah. That's another one we didn't talk about, but I'd love to see Six Gun as a real
home. Oh, yeah.
And it was, and it will never.
That's a great one of those. One and done episode.
And so they said that the show was good. Mm-hmm. The TV series was good. The first few episodes they filmed, but it wasn't what they did, but it was still good. They said they did some things in retrospect they probably would have done,
mm-hmm.
but they just didn't. It just the whole thing that happens, man. The plug was pulled, the funding was lost, and they can't even
distribute it now. Yeah.
So there's like two or three phantom episodes of this show of this really great comic.
They might show up on the internet one day.
Yeah.
Somebody release him.
He won't because he's like, I'm not getting sued.
I might get stolen.
Yeah. So
China will steal him and release him for us.
Final thoughts on stuff coming out and other comic book related things before we sign off.
If you would ask me 5 years ago if we were, at the end of this or if this could just keep getting better and keep getting better, I would have said no. Like, this is going to cap out somewhere.
Talk about our podcast?
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That too. The comic book industry and movies and TVs. Like, there's got to be an end to this and stuff. But their ability, like, I will give it to the movie and TV industry that, like, they're reaching out and they're tapping, like, smaller independent artists and everything. And it's just, it's good stuff that's coming out.
Well,
and I'm excited.
They've been preaching the death of print since I was a lowly employee at a comic book store 25 years ago. Now, I will say this. It's taken longer, but there is a decline in comic book sales printed.
Yeah.
With apps and stuff getting more popular.
But yeah, I feel guilty about that. I buy stuff on Amazon.
Well,
and
but
I feel
as
bad.
The print goes down, the single issues go down, trade paperbacks go up.
And that's where I prefer to read my stuff.
Well, and we're turning in society with the released all at once version of Netflix and stuff like that, where that's kind of.
I don't want to wait.
That's kind of the way we do it.
My buddy Mikey is a purist, and he'll let stuff pile up. And he'll go in and buy like 13 issues of this run or that run, but he's like, I want each individual issue.
Yeah. Oh, like, I do that. I do that on stuff that I like absolutely can't live without.
Yeah.
So like every issue of Preacher, every issue of Hulk, and things like that. Yeah. I always do that, but I'll go back to these shows and I'll get them. But now I'm a hard. But since now though, the collector in me, I'll get the slipcased, oversized hardcover, the hard to get hardcover. I'll get it autographed, something like that. But the single issue definitely doesn't have the allure as it used to.
No, it doesn't. I will for that. Yeah, I think that's just because we're older. We don't have time. When I didn't have so much going on, my favorite day was Wednesday. It's going to the
New Comic Day.
New Comic Day, going there and do the pull list and then grab a couple things. It was a lot of fun. It feels good. It is a good feeling.
I do miss having a comic book store. That was my favorite day of the week when I did. And if I ever win the lottery, we'll have a comic book store again. Then we'll have a good setup for the podcast in the back room.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We'll be ripping off Comic Book Men, but I'm okay with it. Yeah, that show's not on TV anymore.
We'd serve beer, too. So
yeah,
we have
that's
our
right.
Thing.
I'm going to do it. In fact, I recently saw an article on a comic book / craft brewery.
Oh,
or craft bar.
That's great.
They had like 10 taps and New Comic Wednesdays. So
yeah,
that's heaven.
What else do you want?
On that note, sign off.
I think we're done. Hold on to your butts.
Yeah, I don't know that I usually do the play the music on this, but if you're going to hold on to the butts, we're going to play the music, damn it. It was at some point. Cadillacs and Dinosaurs was a good one. That's about dinosaurs. That was not Mark Schultz, not Charles Schultz, but Mark Schultz. I met him. It was great.